Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Pezayin, and today's daf is dedicated to Refua Shalema, Yaakov ben Chaya Tehila, who is having surgery today. We have him in mind, Yaakov ben Chaya Tehila, Refua Shalema. Okay, we are on Pei Vav Amabez, the couple lines from the bottom, Tashma, and we have been discussing the statement of Rav and Shmuel that we will get into right now. And again, Be'ez Hashem, they'll be on a more of a regular schedule now, starting with Pei Vav Mabez, Tashma. Here we go. So Rav and Shmuel says, said yesterday, Kur, that there's a chilik, if somebody is making a transaction, there's a chilik between the language that is used. If he says, Kur b'shloshim ani mocheh lecha, if he says, I'm selling you a kur for 30, so then you can be chozer bo until the last measurement is measured out, because the whole transaction is looked at as one unit, if it's kur b'shloshim. But if there's a specification of kur b'shloshim sa'a b'sela ani mocheh lecha, he specifies sa'a b'sela, so then rishon kana, that one by one is nikna. That was a statement of Rav and Shmuel. So we try to bring a Kasha yesterday from one brisa, so here we have another one. Tashba, second to last line. Hasokar zapol asosi mola gorin. Hayom bedinar. If somebody hires a worker in order to work for them, lagorin, that means during the harvest season in the future. Hayom bedinar, and they're going to pay the worker a dinar per day. But the arrangement was made earlier, not at the time of the go-around, but earlier, and prepayment was done. Rather, Rashbam says at the second to last line, "V'nosin lo scharo achshav b'nisan k'delas osimo b'goren." Prepaid. Right? What's the issue? The issue is that if the employer would have waited to arrange with the employee until the harvest season, then he would have to pay even more. That the payment more, as the Gemara continues. Ula Gorin Yafasela. If he would wait and you pay him in the Gorin, so then Sela, meaning 4 dinar. Right? He's prepaying, so the employee is giving a better price, because the employee needs the money right now. So you know what? Let's make the arrangement. You'll pay me now. You'll prepay me now for my work, even though if I would have waited to the later time to accept the money, so then you would have to pay me 4 dinar a day. So, Aser Lehanos Hemen, who says the Brisa, the employer is not allowed to get any more benefit than the employee than the 1 dinar per day, even though that's what he arranged for the entire work, but that smacks of ribbis. Why? Because the fact that he is prepaying the worker is then, the worker is then lowering the price that he would be willing to pay for, and therefore it's kind of like ribbis. He is, as it's called, agar natar, the Rashbam quotes on the second line, should the mechzi ki agar natar le, should nosin lo zeha poel sela bimos hagorin, bishvil dinar, should nosin lo benisan, fim to lo an achshav. I'm giving you extra work, more than you pay me, because you are mocked in me the money. So that is if he makes the arrangement in the earlier time in order to work in the later time. Aval im sachro mehayom bedinar layom ulugorin yafesela mutter. But if he starts working right away, if it's a month before the hard work, the harvest season, where it's going to be 4 dinar a day, but he starts working already when it's 1 dinar a day, and he continues into the working season where it's 4 dinar a day, that's okay. Mutter, that is okay, because that doesn't look like agar natar, because he started to work right away. It doesn't look like a loan. Right? The whole thing, remember, is ribbis d'rabanan. It's not an actual loan here. The most is going to be, the maximum, as we spoke about back in Yezeo Neshach, is ribbis d'rabanan. So only if he takes the money, the employee, doesn't do anything with it, that's where it looks a little bit like a milveh. But where he's going to start working right away, he's arranged to work, and okay. So once the time comes that the general rate and wages go up, but he doesn't have to switch that. Doesn't look like ribbis d'rabanan. Okay, let's stop there. Comma. We didn't get to the question for a second, but look at the Rashbam. Why does the Rashbam say that? Because we have to know this in order to lead into the question. The Rashbam says, why in the Seifa is it mutter? That if he starts working right away, look at the fourth skinny line in the Rashbam. Shekol pe'ulas hameya yamim ki yom echad aruch damyin. The whole thing, the whole arrangement, is looked like as one long arrangement of a deal. V'lo havi agar natar le. Shari miyad hischil bepuas pe'ulaso. He starts working right away. It's just like he started to work in the later time, he worked right now. And it is allowed. And the Rosh Pam continues for ha-ha-ha. Well, now he's going to get into the question, but now let's go back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, V'salgadayta, third line. V'salgadayta, korbish loshim, sa'abesel animocher lecha, rishon rishon kana. And if it's true what Rav and Shmuel said, that if there was a specification made, not just I'm selling you a kor for 30, but I know sa'abesel, I specify each sa' is going to be worth a selah. So here too, you specified how much per day. So hachanami, kama mifsak, Pasak, we should say that the earlier days that you worked for one dinar a day, that's finished. And you can't get more hana'ah from that later on. Right? It should still be ribbis. If you say that when you specify an amount per smaller than the aggregate, it would be usser, like we had earlier. So too here, we should say every day is labeled. So if you, every day he's giving you more work than the going rate, so why should that be mutter? Says the that's the question. Before we get to the answer, the Rashbam here explains once he. Going back on the question for a second, the Rashbam that we read in the Havamina, that if it's all worked out originally and I start working earlier, then it's all looked at as one. I just forgot to mention the Rimigash says, but don't we say Ein l'schiris ela l'basof? So why don't you say we should always look at it retroactively somehow and not look at it as, you start from the beginning and once you start, it continues. Says the Rashbam, an important line. Says the Rimigash, an important line. V'yavagav dekaimelan schiris enem ishtalemes el lobasov hanimili hecha delo boi maskir lemitan lein bitchilahu delo machayvina le lishlume el lobasov. From the point vantage point of the maskir, he doesn't have to pay until the end. In the Havamina, right, before we ask the question, yes, even if you say in l'schiris el basof, that only means when the maskir has to pay. But we could still recognize it as schiris every little bit of the way. So that's an important chilik and limitation. Rabbi Chanan takes this Rimigash in the Kovas Ha'aretz and Siman and Gimel and explains that really Schiris, we've mentioned this Rabbi Chanan before, Schiris you can look at it as in two ways. Maybe it's a little of both. When I work for you, so are you paying me for an object, or so to speak, Ubir Hadavar Nira. Let's read the line. He quotes this Rimigash, and then he says, Ubir Hadavar Nira. The Tashlume Schiris Efshar Bebez Ofanim. The Tashlumin of payment for rental, for renting out a certain piece of land, that I'm allowed to work your land. So is that, as the Gemara uses elsewhere, a Mixas Kinyan? Is Schiris a Kinyan Liome? Like the Gemara might say, by She'ela. Whenever we have a limited kinyan, matana manas lahachsir she'ela schiris, you always have to ask, is that a real kinyan, or is that what we might call a kinyan hishtamshus? It's not really a kinyan begufa davar, it's more of a kinyan hishtamshus. How do we look at that? We just had this a few days ago when we had the question back on Daf Pehe, when we asked a similar question on the Gemara of Caleb Shal Lokeach Berushas Mocher, when the Gemara suggested that maybe the Kenyan, I'm going to be Kones something in your Rishus, in my yar, in my Kli. So again, when you allow me to put my Kli down in your yard, have you been makna me something beguf hadavar, or just kinyan hishtamshus that you're allowed to put your Kli down, but there's nothing more fundamental in terms of the kinyan? So here too, how do we look at schiris? Here, he's working for me in my field, and how is that going to work? There's always schiris asher bezofanim. Number one, l'shalim ba'ad ha-hishtamshus, u'ba'ofan ze eina l'schiris el basof, o mitchila v'ad sof. When do you say there's a machlokes of the Gemara says ein l'schiris el basof or yesh l'schiris mitchila v'ad sof? That's only a machlokes if you look at it in terms of a kinyan hishtamshus. But you have another ofan. Efshal l'shalim ba'ad ha-kinyan kemo bilokeach mekach. To take if misha zacha b'mekho nischaya l'shalim. Misha machi kishamakdim l'scharo ein kan halva el tashlume kinyano. If you look at it as a kinyan, not just a kinyan of the ability to use it, so then you would say, right when I get it, I have to pay. You don't say in the scriptures a little in that case. So that's what Rabbi Chanan says. Maybe the Rimigash is talking about only one of the kinyanim ways and not the other way to look at the issue of schiris. Okay, so we continue now again. Says the Gemara, if you say that you, once you specify, like Rav and Shmuel said, you specify how much you're paying for an item per amount, you should say you look at it as separate elements. So to here, if you're paying per day, so you should look at it as separate elements, and therefore it should be a problem of ribbis. Says the Gemara, no. Amar Rav Avitizbra. Is that really true? Should this really be a problem? Zilzule b'schiris mi asir. Being mezalzel, or looking like it's a zilzul of schiris, meaning it looks like ribbis. Is this really a ribbis problem? Meaning, there's no item here, there's no object here. It's all about agreeing to work for you. That's ribbis. Answers the Gemara, as the Rashbam explains, it's all a chumrah. The whole thing is a chumrah. There's no object here. You don't have a ba'en. You don't have an asset that's schiris that the payment is going on. So the whole thing is a chumrah. So it only looks similar to ribbis if you don't start right away. If you start right away, as the Rashbam says, a worker could agree to work for any amount. That's because he needs the money. That's not ribbis, right? He's starving, so he'll work for a lower amount. That doesn't mean it's ribbis. It doesn't mean that you're getting more based on being makdim in money. Explains the Rashbam about two-thirds of the way down in the skinny lines. Mido raisa shari, delo dami, lo lahalva, velo lamekach umemkar. Right, even by the Mekach Umemkar cases that we had that are somewhat ribbis-like, what was those cases? Where I makdim you money for an item, not for work. Right, I'm going to lock in the price now for a future object that you're going to give me the barley in that season. Okay, there's something to talk about, but here there's no object. Avoschar tircho shel adam leker agar natarle the derech poel lahaskir atzvel bekolshu kishein lo mayochal the chomash shebekavala poel mibala bias revachu atzlo. The whole thing is called revach, and therefore the whole thing is a chumrah, and therefore I don't think it's a problem. And the Rashbam, the Gemara now explains what the Rashbam just said. Maishta Resha, Maishta Seifa. So what exactly, how do you formulate the difference between the two? If you're telling me the whole thing is a Chumrah, so why in the Resha is it still a problem? Right, if you delay. So Resha, Delo Ka'avid Bahadeh, Mehashta, if you don't work right away, Mechzi, Kiaganatale. So that smacks a little bit of ribbis. Well, why? Because I'm giving you money now, and you're not doing anything for me. And then all of a sudden, later on, you're doing something good for me. Kind of like a favor, you're giving me work for less money. So that is a little bit similar, and therefore we're going to be machmir midrabanan. Seifa de ka'avid bahadeh mehashta lo mechzik yagar natalei. But seifa, in the seifa, when you start working right away, that's not going to work, look like anything bad, and therefore, it is not a problem. Rabbi Yonah has a little different formulation than what the Rashbam just said. The Rashbam says that it's derech for a person to be maskir himself, right? But kol shehu, because he needs the money. The way the Rashbam says it, the way the Rabbi Yonah says it is pirish. Halo min adin, afa bishlo sachar ad yemos hagoren mutter. Demosha makdim lo, lav halvan inu klal. Ela agri hu demakdim lay. So far, same thing. Shahare me achshav hu niskar lo, la asosimo bagoren. Ukimi, and here's his comparison that he adds. Ukimi shalokeh chifetz, hanimsa biyad chaveiro. It's like you buy something. Afa pisha masna imo shalo yitin loa chifetz ad chodesh o shnei chadashim. What if I buy something from you and you say, you know what, I don't have it now, I'll give it to you in a month from now. Is there a problem with that? I buy something now, the transaction is finished. I locked in the price. You're just not going to give it to me right now. Mutter lahakdim lo hamos v'la azule gabei v'lo amrina demos halva aninhu v'chiyav leiv oso chayfetz bezol haviagar natalei. You don't say there where I bought something from you in the future where it's a davar shelo bala olam. It's not here yet. It didn't grow yet. There's going to be a different market price in the future. So those are cases where there's something to talk about in terms of ribbis drabanan. But here I bought it from you. You just didn't give it to me yet. I'm allowing you to hold on to it for another month. Remember we had the cases earlier in the Masechta about an Eved, right, who gets the special din of Yomo Yomayim, where I buy it from you today, but I let you keep it for the next month. So that's not, that's the kinyan is full. Elakiva de me'achshav machar lo oso achivetz mecher gamurhu. So hachinami, says the Rabbeinu Yonah, schirus gamurahu. It's done. V'heichi dami dasrinon b'mecher lahaktim lamos ozulagabe. What were the cases that are usher, if we remember from the fifth parak of Abba Metzia? Kagon she'mocher lo davar shelo bala olam. She'ein kan toras mecher. Right, where the kinyan didn't take place yet. But if the kinyan took place already, it's done, and it's not a problem at all of cases of ribbis. Right, well, this sounds similar to a sugi that we've dealt with in the past, also regarding asmachta. Right, asmachta, the cases of gambling that are usur, is because that I am committing now to a future event which may or may not happen, and the transaction is dependent on that. The transaction isn't finished. But the post can explain. If the transaction is finished, there's no problem. Let's say I buy a house. Okay, I hope the house goes up in value. I hope it appreciates. I hope the real estate goes up. Is that an issue of asmachta? No. The transaction is done. It's mine. And now it goes up in value. I buy a stock. Right? The stock, it's mine now. It's my asset. And I hope it goes up. That's not a question of asmachta. Asmachta means I do something that's not fully completed yet. It's dependent on something, right? That's also the discussion of lottery tickets. The Rav Sternbach writes in the fourth volume of Tshuvas Van Hagos. He quotes Rav Avadia, who was he doesn't quote by name. Binyan Hagrala, Sherabim Konim Kartisi Hagrala Kedilish Tatev Bagrala Havzocha Lekabel Pras. V'Rav Echad Pirseim Shel Asfar Dem Asur Lishtatev Bagralas. So he quotes that, doesn't quote it by name, Rav Avadia in Chelek Zayin. But he argues, Amnam Dvarav Timuin Ma'od, Shekan lo shayach lasmachta klal. Not lasmachta. No. V'rakim agrala hi ba'ofan, Shemisha mafsid tzarech l'shalim mikiso tashlam nosaf, achar shehifsid. Bazelo somich daito v'lo mo'il. Aval kan, explains Rav Sternbach, kana achshav dov, I bought something. Maybe this lottery ticket that was worth 2 will be worth 1 million tomorrow. Great, it'll appreciate. Or not. Have kechol ose esek o mishtatev bo she'ein bazeh shum chashas asmachta. You want to say it's also because of Baal Tashchis? Okay. Okay, but it's not going to be us, it should be asmachta, because the kinyan is done. Yadua shekol echad shasiki shelo lezakos. Everyone knows that their chance of winning, hu kalush ma'od, u makabal zos b'leiv shalem. Avo kisharoa shachaveiro shasiche kimo bekubia, minatzeach v'hu amafsid, mitstar v'koev lo tuva, v'ze yishlach shos lasmachta v'gezel midrabara. Mashengik shkula moser meiroshas kaspam, l'ma argene ha'agrolos, gomer daitu l'shate b'leiv shalem, afim yafsid, lo nikra gezel derabanan. And then he continues and says some other reasons. He says a lot of the money goes to the government to build roads and for tzedakah, and asmach l'tzedakah is kanya also. The Shulchan Aruch says shirov agrol shel mosos shakesef holech l'tzedakah yisod tzarif od shavei poskim ein din asmach to behektish. And he continues and talks about the hagrolot that institutions run. The yeshivas and schools and other institutions and shuls, so that also would be okay because the money directly goes to tzedakah. Okay. Good. One other ha'ara, and that is the Rashbam notes here towards the bottom of the first bigger Rashbam in the first skinny lines. He quotes, explaining the Gemara's question. He says, Amai mutter hakibat sheyachol lachzer bo de kol yom bayom chashiv schiras bifnei atzma havinami agar nater leinyan yomos hagorin. He says, after all, maybe you should look at each day separately because you could be chozer bo. That is discussion in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Lamed Gimel in Hilchas Chiras Poalim. The Shulchan Aruch says that hischala poal b'malacha v'chozer bo b'chatzi hayom chozer. A poel is always allowed to be chozer bo, as the Rashbam says here. V'yafilu kibal kfar demei schiruso, even if he's prepaid. V'ein biyado l'shalim l'balabais, and he can't be, let's say he used the money, and he can't pay back. Yocho lachzer bo v'amos chov alav. He can be chozer bo. Right? He might owe if he causes any more loss. Remember, hitu zeh zeh, remember those cases? But he might have to repay. But meikar did he can be chozer bo. Why? Shenemar ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim lo avadim l'avadim. We always have to leave the power of a poel to be chozer bo, because we are only ultimate avadim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? More than that, yes, we owe the money, but you can't say we can't be chozer bo. O mehai taima asr l'poel afilu melamido sofer l'haskir atzmo l'lios b'beis b'alabayis b'keva shaloshanim. Right? Ki be chozer bo. The Chulu, then the Shachir discusses this, whether everybody agrees to this, right? He quotes the Ritva here and also in the Tshuva, Shlo Amr Shabo Yochalachsebo Ela Besochar Asbo Ba'amira. But if you make a Kenyan, Chalipin, you can't be Chozerbo, and the Shach argues, he thinks, no, you can always be Chozerbo, that's the concept of Avadayim, Velo Avadim La Avadim. Just Shach Kalaposkim Lochilku, Bekachlo Sphere Luhachi, Kenri Lafini Asaiti Iker, Mitaima, Deli Bneisal Avadim, La Avadim La Avadim, Ashaj Becholin Yochalachsebo. The Chulu, as an important, you saw that a poel is always allowed to be chozer bo. Again, if he causes loss to the maskir, that's what we discuss about Metzia, he might have to pay in that regard, he might owe the money. Okay, let's continue. Last couple of lines of the Gemara. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah discussed how to be kone flax. Back on pay, dalet amibes. Halokeach pesha mechaveira. I buy flax from my friend. I'm not kone until I'm metaltalit, until I do a kinyan hagbah. But if it's mechuber lekarka and I took off a piece of it, betalash kolshu, then it would be nikveh. Says the Gemara, mishum betalash kolshu kana. I'm trying to buy a flax field. Because I cut a little bit of the flax, I'm kone. How does that work? The Rashbam explains, how are you kone everything in that regard, right? You just did a little bit, right? Ami kani, hai ben mashicha de, I did a mashicha and a little bit of the flax, so I'm kone the rest of it. Amar of sheshes, hachamayas kinan, kagon le, kagon de amar le, lech yapelucha karka kolshehu, vikini kalmasha aleha. In other words, it's a kinyan chazaka. It's not a kinyan meshicha of this item where we would say, oh, it's limited to the item that I did meshicha with. No, it's kinyan chazaka. And the Gemara is explaining that this type of kinyan chazaka would work. The Rashbam explains there are really two chidushim here that the Mishnah is telling us. Look in the second wide line of the Rashbam. Lech v'hachzeik b'karka liknos pishtan ha-mechuberba. By doing this chazaka on the pishtan, you can be kona even the pishtan that's still mechubar. To karka nikna b'chazaka. They call mechubar la karka haruika karka. Karka is nikna b'chazaka, right? What are the three ways? And anything attached to the ground is like the ground. V'asa masisan la'ashmi inan. Here's the chiddush. And what is the mishnah trying to be mechadish to us? Number one. To chezkas karka mahani l'pishtan. V'yafa gav de lo zavin le'ara. Pishtan grows from the ground. It isn't ground. Right? It grows from the ground. But number one, that's enough. That's kinyanim of karka work on pishtan, right? That's chazaka here. You can't do a kinyan chazaka on a cup, right? On a metaltalin. But the pishtan is called karka. Number two, v'yashmina nami chazaka kala debilikitas ha-pishtan miksoso yochol liknos ha-shar b'mechubar. A little kinyan chazaka on part of this called mechubar la-karka is enough to get rid, to be kone the rest of the mechubar also. As long as he says, tells the lokeach, this is what you have to do. The Rambam also discusses this in Ilchas Mechira, in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Zayin, right at the beginning of Ilchas Mechira. The Rambam says, Kala mechubar lakarka hariyuka karka, v'nikne b'kesef u'bishara b'chazaka. Anything mechubar lakarka. You could do a kinyan chazaka on. V'im einot sarech lakarka, kigon, amocher anavim ha'omdos lihibatzer. If I sell grapes that are ready to be picked, and they don't need the karka anymore, harizek metaltalin l'kniya, v'yesh len ona. They're called metaltalin then. That is kala ome lihibatzer. Regarding hilchos kinyanim and hilchos ona'a. And not all halachas, like for hilchos Shabbos, it's not going to be called, Katsu already, right? You're going to violate the Malacha Daraisa of Kotzer, even if it's ready to be picked. But that's the Rambam's emphasis. And that's what the Magen Mishnah says. The source of that Rambam is our Gemara, the Sugya Sha'aleha, right? Mishnah Peivam Abeis, Gemara Peizayin Amad Aleph. That's something that is Mechubal Karka is considered, Karka regarding the Chazakos that are, that will be used with them. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah. Hamocher Yayin, as we continue here in the last couple of daf, about five blah left till we get to Tzadi Beis, which is the third of the Hamochers. But we're still in the second Hamocher, again, a long perek because of the small dafim and a lot of the Rashbam. Right, it goes all the way, if you remember, from Ayin Gimel, where we had the first couple of dafim of the Rabbi Bar Chana stories, the 21 stories, and then since then we've been discussing various issues of Mechira and Umtana and what's included and other transaction laws. Here we go. Says the Mishnah, Hamocher Yayin V'Shem L'Chaveiro V'Hukru Osha Huzlu. I sell wine or oil to my friend. V'Hukru Osha Huzlu, and it went up or down in value. So it went up and down in value in the middle of the process of the transaction. So who gets that profit, or who suffers that loss? So im adshelo nismales hamida, if the cup wasn't filled up yet, or whatever I'm pouring into wasn't filled up yet, lamocher. So then we assume the deal wasn't done yet, and the appreciation or depreciation goes to the seller. Misha nismales hamida lelokeach, but once the mida is filled up, so then it, and then the appreciation happens, then it goes to the buyer. If you remember, we had similar brisa relating to this 2 days ago on Daf Pehei. We had the four-part brisa of Arba Midas B'Mochrin, right? That was the brisa we had relates to this as well. So, if it was filled up already, so then it goes to the lokeach. If it wasn't, it goes saves with the mocher. And if there was a middleman between them that was doing the transaction, then, and let's assume that the sirser was using his own kalim, right? Let's say there is a wholesaler and he gives it to the sirser, and then the sirser gives it to the storekeepers. So the sirser is putting it into his own kalim. That's the havamina. Nishbra hachavis, nishbra lasirser. Then the sirser is the one that is responsible. If the barrel breaks, then the sirser is the one that is going to have to suffer the loss. Why the Rashbam says, what's the Chiddush? Rashbam about the 10th wide line, the Kamash Malan, Delo Amrinon, De Sirser Eino El Shlucho Shel Lokeach, Ukishe Nismales Nishbra Lokeach. Right, I might have thought that the sirser is just acting on behalf of the buyer, and therefore I should say that both of the yoker and vizula would go to the lokeach. Come on, you don't say that. The sirser is his own entity. The sirser is his own man. Especially, we don't even know which one. Let's assume that there are a lot of different lukuchos that the sirser might sell it to. So even if you say there's only one, still, we don't say he's acting as a shliach, and because there was a shvira here, he's going to be responsible. The other Rishon Tosfos says it's not just look at the third Tosfos, Pirish Makon, just Lafisha, Sirser Kana La'atzmo, V'chozer Mochel Balabais. I didn't even read that line of the Rashbam, I should have. If you look at the previous line of that Rashbam that we just read, he's not the shliach, he's Kone, the wine or oil in between, and then he's makne it again to the people who he's selling it to. So Tosfos there wonders, like, what type of kinyan is this? He's kone, is he mamish kone the wine? Is it kni al manas lahaknos? He's kone from A because he has kavanah to give it to B. So if you look in the Rush, even before Tosfos, the Rush says this is a kinyan of the kamash malanch who shomer sachar af halachavis. Af al pi she'ein makabal sachar ela ala lamedida. He's just measuring it out. So how is he a kinyan? Sometimes you could get a status even if you don't have an actual kinyan. You're going to get a status of something. See, he is a shomer sachar on the chavis, and therefore, if it breaks, so then it is going to be his responsibility. That's what the Rush explains. If you look in the Achronim say, give an example. So the Berachas Avram gives an example where we have another case where you don't actually get a monetary payment, but you might still get a status. Remember, Pruta de Rav Yosef. The case of Rav Yosef, where Rav Yosef says, I go and find the lost item. If while I'm having the lost item, you know, a person could come and knock for tztaka, I'm going to be putter to give him tztaka then, because I am involved in osik b'mitzvah, putter in a mitzvah. Because of that, I'm called a shomer sachar. Machlokas, Rabbi and Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, I'm going to be a shomer sachar. What do you need to get paid? But I'm getting some type of benefit here. So too, the sirser is going to be able to get a benefit. So that's why the Rush explains that he is going to be a shomer sachar. Afkan explains the Berachas Avram, Kivan sheish lo schar mehamedida, v'lo shayach sheyimdod belicha chavis, v'hirviach al yidei zeh, hilkav dino kishomer sachar. And that's how it can, that's explaining the Rush, and explaining the Rashbam, in our case. Now back to the Tosfos that we never read. Tosfos quotes the Rivam, right, a little different than the Rashbam. The Rashbam says it's a Kinyan, and then the Rashbam, the Tosfos says, why does the Dafka say Nishpura then? It doesn't say Yukra Vizula. Okay, why does it say breaking? And not Yukra, if it's a Kinyan, then it doesn't matter if it breaks or it goes up and down in value. The Rivam gives a different Shabir Shrivam, Haya Sirsur Benemu Modan Lahem, Kederach Sir Surim, Shemodin Bishar Shinosan Lahem, the Nishpura. Hachavis, Aide Medida Nishma Lasir so gone shalom hayamachmas ones. El Aide Shalom Nizhar Yafeh be Medida. It was a Pshia, and that's why he's going to be responsible, because he is a Shomer Sachar along with the Rosh, along with the Berchas Avram that we just mentioned. Okay, so back to the Mishnah.
So the Sirsur does not necessarily get a profit.
So the Sirsur might not, no, he's going to get paid for his work. He's not getting a profit. It's just that where do we see the Sirsur, the Mocher? The mocher is not going to gain from this if the sirsur already has it. Let's say in that case. Vayter says the Gemara will go with our girsa. V'chayiv lahatif lo shalosh tipin. And when a seller is pouring out for the buyer, even after the big, large amount of liquid comes out, he has to wait to give an extra 3 drops. At least another 3 drops as it gets very slow at the end, drip, drip, drip. He has to keep it tilted over in order that those 3 drops go in. After those 3 drops, if he then stands it up straight and there's still some residue on the bottom, then the mocher can keep that. We don't assume that, oh, look, he's stealing, you didn't give him the whole barrel. No, he's allowed to keep that. Harehu shel mocher, that was never included. V'achenvani, eino chayav lahatev shalosh tifin. But if you have a chenvani, a storekeeper, not the wholesaler, so not the one who has it from production. He does not have to have give those 3 tipin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Erev Shabbos Amchashecha Pater. Rabbi Yehuda says, on Erev Shabbos, as it gets dark, where it's a big rush, then Pater. Who's Pater? Who's Rabbi Yehuda going on? The first line or the second line? The Gemara will talk about that. Is he being Machmir or Mekel? Is he saying the Chenvani is only Pater on Erev Shabbos, but not elsewhere? Or is he saying even the first line, that Chai Ladav Lo Shalosh Tipin, but on Erev Shabbos you don't have to? So we'll have to see what Rabbi Yehuda is going on. Says the Gemara, though, Hamida Deman. Back to the first case of the Mishnah, which was unclear. Whose Mida, whose measuring cups are we talking about? When the Mishnah said, if it's full, up until the time it's full, it still belongs to the mocher. After it's full, it goes to the lokeach. Whose measuring cups are we measuring into? Hamida deman. Ilema mida de lokeach. Are we talking about? We're talking about the lokuchos's kalim. Maybe this gets into the kalim shel lokeach versus mocher. But if it's the lokuchos's kalim, so ad shalom nismalis mida le mocher, mida lokeachu, then automatically it should belong to the lokeach, even if it's not full yet, because it's his kalim. So ve'ela mida de mocher. So then you tell me, no, it's talking about the mocher's kalim. Mishin ismalis mida le lokeach, mida de mocher hi. But 1 second, if it's the mocher's kalim, then even after it's full, it should still belong to the mocher until he transfers it. So whose kalim are we talking about that there's a distinction? Rabbi Lav, Amida Sirsur. We're talking about the Mida, the Midos, the kalim of a third party. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, no, that's the next line of the Mishnah. Fami Diktani Seifa, Vimhaya Sirsur Beineyem Nishra Chavaz Ishra La Sirsur, Michlada Resha Laba Sirsur Askinan. If the second line of the Mishnah is talking about a Sirsur, so the first line is not talking about a Sirsur. So the Gemara answers, no, Resha Mida below Sirsur, Seifa Besirsur Atzmo. The first line is a case where they're just using a third party's Kalim, but he's not there. They're just using his Kalim. So if they're using his kalim, so the umdana is that he allows these kalim to be the mochers up until it gets full, and the lokeach after it gets full. He's not there. He's not being a shomer sachar or bring koneh himself. Seifa b'sirsur atzmo, the seifa of the sirsur is also there, and in that case, he is not a lokeach, right? To use the bar the language of the Rashbam from before, when he's not there, then his kalim are just like the shliach of the different parties involved. And up until it's full, he's the shliach of the mocher, and after it's full, it's the shliach of the lokeach. But once he's there, then he's his own person with his own kalim. Period. Says the Gemara, Hirchina umitzas hariyu shel mocher, as he's pouring out. Another detail of transactions. If he's pouring out the oil on the wine, he has to let 3 drops go, but afterwards he could stand it up, and it is shalom ocher. Kisala Rebbe Lazar, Ashkele Ze'iri. When Rebbe Lazar came up from Eretz Yisrael, he found Ze'iri. Came up to Eretz Yisrael. He found Zairi, Amar Le, Mikan Tana da Asne Rav Midos. Did Rav teach anybody Mishnayos here? I need to ask Akasha on a Mishnah. So, Achle Rav Yisla Bar Avdimi, they pointed to Rav Yisla Bar Avdimi, Amar Le, Mike Akasha Lecha. He says, no, how could I help? Which Mishnah in Shas is bothering you? So he says, okay, our Mishnah, Ditznan, Baba Basra, fifth parak. Here Chinav Amit says Hari Yushal Mocher, right? If he leans the kli, so then whatever residue is left on the bottom after he stands it up straight, the Mocher could keep for 1 minute. But didn't we learn in a Mishnah in Meseches Trumos Vahatznan Here Chinav Amitza Harezu Truma? If somebody is pouring out Truma from a kli and then they stand it up, whatever's left in the barrel is still Truma. Wait a minute, I just thought that you said that the mocher could keep it, right? Meaning, it's not like what was poured out. So here, if you poured out truma, so why is what is left in the barrel, why is that still truma? Right, the Rashbam quotes the first part of the Mishnah on the bottom of the previous Amud. The Rashbam quotes, Mafrish truma shtei midos bimeya. Imirchina balabayis laosa mida shemadad ba truma. If the balabayis is measuring it out, umitzis hariu shel truma. Vinoso lakoin. Right, and it still has to be given to the Kohen, whatever is left in the pouring out barrel. So why does our Mishnah sound like whatever is left in still belongs to the Mocher, and over there in the Trumas, it's not. So let's do the answer, and then we'll get to the hot question again. Amar le, ha'id mer Allah, amar b'yavo, mishum yeish b'ilum naguba. No, yeish b'ilum, really, really, whatever's left, the residue, should go and have the status of whatever was poured out. Me'ikar hadin. That's why it's truma. Meaning the rule is the Mishnah in Trumos. But here, the buyer knows that he's not going to get every last drop out. The buyer knows that he's going to get a couple of drops. So he has yeyush. He gives up. Right? He says, you're allowed to keep it. Really, fundamentally, it should belong to him. And what if he screams? What if he screams, I'm not mochel any drop? So maybe it could work. Maybe it would be kone. But the umdana is that most people don't do that. And therefore, that's the chilek in the cases. The Rashbam points out on top, truma, you can't say any type of yeyush, it's aser. But it's aser for Yisrael to eat truma. Aval truma lo shayach yeyush, mikol makom, truma hiv asur lazarim, and therefore, that's why there is a chilek. The Ritva wonders, what's the havamina to compare? Isn't it obvious that truma is iser v'heter? Right, so what's the havamina to compare truma and makachumemkar? Kasholi asked the Ritva, Heich medami truma lezvini. Daha truma afilu mochel osa akoin labayelim asuri ilohem. Demashinasan bemita trumahu heich yelo shum heter. So what the havamina was? Explains the Ritva, oh, the yesh lomar dehasam nami kishakara shem ala truma lohaya daito likro shem ala masha roi lavo li de kohen. No, the point is that maybe we would say that the balabayas' das is that it should only be truma what's poured out. And the residue was never truma. That was the havamina. That he only has das to be korei shame on the truma that goes to the kohen. Ulafichach mashalonis matzeh. It's kind of like Brera. Not exactly, but it's like, I only had in mind what's poured out. Whatever is not poured out, I never meant that. Remember, truma is not a specific amount. Right? 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th. So that's why there's a little flexibility there. But let's say you didn't pour lead drip out more than usual, then that you would be stuck. You don't say, oh, I'm only going to pour out half of it. But the umdana is whatever's normally poured out, that's going to be truma. Whatever's left in, that's the havamina. So that's why we would have said that it's not truma. Kamash v'lan, we say no. We don't even have that. We wouldn't have that in that regard. It's fascinating here that the Rishonim here ask opposite questions. What was the Ritva's question? What's the havamina? Of course this is going to be usur. Of course whatever's left should be usur. And his answer is no. Maybe the umdana is that he didn't have it in mind, whatever's left. Tosfos asked the exact opposite question. Again, the Ritva, it all should be usur. Tosfos, tema, on top. Amai havi shel truma. What's the havamina that it should be truma? Of course it's not truma. Why? Vaha eno chayav litrum ela echad min nun. Im kain, kemo osad mido shel chulin, tia shel truma vishel chulin, hayu below her chino v'mitza. So Tosfos' question is that it shouldn't be truma. Right? What's the there's no shear to how much truma you have to give. So whatever truma that comes out, that's truma. V'yesh lomar, and Tosfos' answer is the opposite answer. D'kishakara shem, al osa mida gomer b'daito sheteh kula truma ima mitzui. That, no, you had in mind that it all should be truma once you put it in. And therefore, that's why you have the havamina. If you look in the Ramban is quoted by all the Rishonim, but I'll read it from the Ran. The Ran here adds a line that is not as clear in the other Rishonim. Right? The Ramban, also all the Rishonim here ask, you know, what's the comparison? Hechi teisek adaiten shalotei truma. Right? So he asks it in the Ritva type of way. Right, so the Ramban in the Ran answers V'yesh lomar dahasam haynu taima mishum. We're not talking about he's going to drink. Let's say the residue, he's going to eat that separately. No, what are we talking about? You have an almost empty barrel, a little bit of truma residue on the bottom. What are you going to do? You're going to fill this whole barrel up with chulin. Right, we're not going to drink that separately. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about the sugya of bitul iser lechatchila. Are you allowed to be mevatel things, lechadchila? That's what we're talking about. Says the Ran, Dekivan to bitol iser lechadchila midrabanan hu lo ratzu lahatriach yoser midai v'lefichach itiru laseis latocha chulin ulevatla. Says the Ran, quoting the Rabban. But again, the Ran is clearer than the other Rishonim in terms of this sugya about bitol iser lechadchila. What are we talking about here? You're right. Maybe it is truma. But you know why we're still able to compare it? What was the question of the Chachmei Sfarad? Of course it's truma. What's Isser V'Heter? It is truma. But I'm going to pour a lot of chulin into this barrel. And therefore I'm going to be mevatel the truma. And that should be mutter. Because the whole Isser of mevatel Isser Chachila is an Isser Derabanan. And therefore, that's how you can compare it in the first place. So again, we've discussed that in a while, but that sugya of Ein Mevatel Nisul Chachila is based on the Mishnah in Trumas. The Mishnah in Trumas says in the fifth parak, Sa'at Truma Shenaflu Lefachos Mimeya V'Acharka Naflu L'Sham Chulin. Some Truma fell into less than 100, then I added on. So am I allowed to do that? Shogeg Mutter Mezet Aser. Why? Because you're not allowed to be Mevatel Isul Chachila. Right? You're not allowed to take an Isser. You know, I want my chicken soup would taste good if it has a little bit of milk in it. A drop, less than 1/60. I'm going to put it just a bit of little milk in. I'm not going to do that. Ein mevatel nisul chachila. Rov rishonim assume that's a din derabanan. Some, there's a ravid, right? There are some that say it's an iser daraisa, but rov assume that it is an iser derabanan. What's the svara for it? It's derabanan. So what's the svara? Why the rabbanan say it's aser? So if you look in the Beis Ha'otzer of Yosef Engel, has a halachic reason and a kabbalistic reason. First, he has a halachic reason. He says, of course, it's misvara. It's going to be usher to do that, because then all isurim would just fall away. Any isur you want to eat, you just be mevatel it. You have to say it's built into every isur that you can't be mevatel it. The inyan isur she'asur chachamim more. The fact that there is an isur reflects she'ratzu she'koshen esari b'pachos misamach lo yochal be'emes v'lo she'akol yosifu v'lo yekiyim befoa le'isur shalem v'yem kein hachanami b'isuri Torah shaper nitin lehe amar tehi isurim atzmam morim al isur bitulam. That's the key line. Ha'isurim atzmam morim al iser bitulam. The existence of the iser reflects the iser to nullify them. De'im lo kein hari hakol yibatlu ha'isurim, liftelu ha'isurim, v'lo yekim al isurim befoal, kein nira l'niyaz daiti. That's number one. He says you have to say it's built in to the every iser that you can't be mevatelet, or else, you know, it wouldn't exist. So he says, that's svara. But then he quotes the Mekubalim. He quotes the Mekubalim. What do the Mekubalim say? That the whole idea of bittel, whenever something's mevbatel, mimela, right? It was this batel without my knowing. That's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that the nitzotzot HaKadusha that are in this iser are ready to be uplifted. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated the events that bittel took place. But, I'm going to be mevatel lechachila. It's not that time yet. It's not time for the Nitzotzos HaKadusha to be uplifted. The Imkein, Ilu Haya Mutu Levatel, Vayakom Mavatlin, Ha Isurim Stam, Imkein Hari Hayu Osin Be'emes, Neged Inyana Isser, Shahare Adayin Ein Zman Tikuno Vehechshero. Right? It's not time. It's not time yet. He says, Inyan Heter Ve'isser Ma'acholos Humipasha Mutarim, Hanakudish HaKadusha Shebehem, Roy Ve'omid Lahalos Ede Achilas Ha'adam, Filo Ha'isurim, Hanakudish HaKadusha Shebehem, Asur Ve'agudbam Ve'ein Zman Tikuno Adayin. Okay, Beis Oster talks about talks about that. Okay, this is a very fruitful sugya. Isur lechatchila, there's a lot to talk about. It only applies to Isur Drabanan, not to Daraisas, comes up in the first parak of Maseches Beitza. Chanukah is a big discussion. I'll just mention the question without the answer. Right, the Shulchan Aruch says in Yerodea that Eim Avatlan Isur lechatchila is only by Isur Daraisa. It's Asur Drabanan to be a Mavatel, but it only applies by Isur Daraisa. By an Isur Drabanan that already was mixed up, you can be marbel love of mavatlo. You're allowed to. So the problem is Chanukah. By Chanukah, the Shulchan Aruch says in Arachayim that whatever oil is left on the eighth day, you have to make a medur b'fnei atzmo. You have to burn it. You can't be marbel mavatlo. Shemin of Ner Chanukah is durabanan. So once it gets mixed in, why shouldn't you be able to be marbe umavatlo? So that's a stira that all the Nosei Kelim ask, both in Arachayim and in Yerodea. But we'll have to leave that for now. Okay, two dots, says the Gemara, third line. V'achen v'ani, in a chayav lahatif v'chulu. And remember the last line. Rabbi Yehuda says, on Erev Shabbos, it's okay. You don't have to. Ibai lehu, Rabbi Yehuda aresha koi, ulakula. Is he going on the resha? The resha said that he always has to let 3 drops drip out. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, only Erev Shabbos. Odema seifa koi, ulakumar. Is he going on the seifa? Where the seifa said that a chen v'ani never has to. The chen v'ani, I'm sorry, the language of the Mishnah was, the Chenvani doesn't have to be Meitif Shalosh Tipin. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, a Chenvani has to, only Erev Shabbos, he doesn't have to. So which is it? So, Tashma, we have a Braisa that proves Lachumra. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Erev Shabbos, and Chashecha, Chenvani Pater B'nesha Chenvani Tarin. The Chenvani only has the Patur on Erev Shabbos, but otherwise, even he has a Chiyav. Period. Hashaleach, Lech Vishna. Hashaleach has been Oetzel Chenvani. A man sends his son to a store to buy some oil. Upundian biyado, if we read the parentheses, he sends him with a pundian, which for our purpose is 2 isar. He gives him 2 isar, and he buys 1 isar of oil. So he's getting back 1 isar in change. Umadalo beisar shemen, venasalosa isar. So the storekeeper gives 1 isar of oil, and he gives the kid 1 isar back of oil. Shava, and what happens on the way back? The kid trips, and shava is at slochas viibid as a isar. He loses the change, he breaks the oil, everything falls apart. Chenvani chayev, the chenvani, the storekeeper, is chayev. Rashbam explains, even though the Rashbam here is quoting his grandfather Rashi, so you could even call this Rashi, he's the Matzati Agaz Rabbeinu Zakeni Avi Imi. Right, my mother's father. That was the Rashi to the Rashbam. So says the Rashbam that the Chayim has to pay for all 3. He has to pay for the bottle, he has to pay for the oil, and he has to pay for the change that he gave him. We'll have to see why. Rabbi Yehuda poter. No, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Shalmanas kein shalacha. Rabbi Yehuda says no. He's poter because this is exactly why the Balabayas sent his son to bring back the stuff. We'll have to see. The Gemara is going to explain what the Nekudas HaMachlokas is. Umodim Chachamim l'Rebbe Yehuda, bizmach ha-shloches biyad ha-tinok. But the Chachamim agree to Rebbe Yehuda that the Chenvani is going to be potter in this case. If the bottle is in the hand of the tinok. Wasn't that in the first case too? What does that mean? We'll have to see in the Gemara. Umodar Chenvani l'socha, sha-Chenvani potter. And the Chenvani measured it into the bottle of the child, sha-Chenvani potter. The Chenvani is going to be potter. What exactly is the case of Hoda? We'll have to see. The Chashuk Yechemed here discusses, what about a case that happens often, probably more in Eretz Yisrael than in Chutz La'aretz? Sheila, Adam shalach et bno ha-katan l'makolet, shiik l'sham devrei mazon. Right, somebody sends their 10-year-old child to makolet. Baal makolet nasan lo masha aviv bikesh. V'gam nasan lo odef mefuzar. V'yelad akatan ibedas akesef b'derech hazara. Is the baal makolet chayiv? Ki lo haya lo laseis odef liyelad. So if you look, read our Mishnah, it sounds like the chenvani is going to be responsible. But then he quotes Achronim. Shebizmaneinu haminog sheshochem biyad katan. The minog is, people do it. And if the minog is, people do it, then you say that the chenvani is not going to be chayiv. V'minog ikir gado b'torah. And therefore, you would be potter. But then the Chashuk Yechemed adds, l'chora, only if you put the money in a way that you saw that the kid was going to be responsible. He put it in his pocket, he put it in a bag. If you just gave it to him in his hand, then there's a good chance that he's going to lose it. Then I'm not so sure if he's going to be potter. Okay. Either way, says the, so a lot of it goes by umdana based on minhag. Says the Gemara, Bishlama bi isar b'shemen b'ha pligi, I understand what the machlokas is regarding, the Tanakhama says the chemeni is chayiv, Rabbi Yehuda says the chemeni is pater. In a case regarding the bottle, the isar, the change and the oil, the Rabbanan savri lo oduye shadre. The Rabbanan said that the father sent the child just to let the chemeni know that he wants oil, not that he should send the oil. Lo oduye shadre. Rabbi Yehuda savar lishdure le shadre. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, he sent it to him to send the oil. That's why you're going to be putter from the change and the oil. Ela shavart slochis, but the bottle, and we assume the bottle was given by the father to the son to go bring the oil. And if that's true, why should the chenveni have to pay for that? That is aveda midasi. That's an aveda midas. He basically gave that, then it's he knew he was going to lose that. We'll have to get back to that. Let's just finish the flow. So there are going to be a couple of answers to try to explain the Mishnah. We'll have to do two today, and we're not going to have the third, Hashem, until next time. Elam Rav Oshia, first pshat. Hacha b'balabayis mocher tzlochias askinan. Whose bottle is this? We're talking about a balabayis that sells tzlochios. Right, the father is a bottle seller. Ukigoshinat lachedvani amanas labakra. And he gives it to the son in order to get the chenveni. Maybe the chenveni wants to buy the bottle. That's why he said it to him. So he gives it to him, and then the chenveni picks it up to look at it. And uki de Shmuel, to Amar Shmuel, hanotu kli min ha'uman amas lavakro v'nenas v'yado chayiv. If somebody picks up a kli because he's interested in buying it, even if he didn't have covenant to buy it yet, but if an onis happens while he's looking at it, he's going to be chayiv. Because he didn't give it back. It onis happened before he gave it back. So here, the chenveni picked up the bottle to look at, and he didn't do a hashava, because giving it back to a child is not called a hashava, so that's why he's going to be chayiv even for the slochis, right? He's either going to be, the Rashbam has two days here, that when he picks up the bottle to look at it, he's either a shoel or a lokeach. Machlokas Rishonim also, other Rishonim follow suit in terms of one of these two days, whether he's considered a borrower or a buyer. When he takes it to look at, the Achronim have a whole list of nafkaminas that might come up for his being a shoel or a lokeach. The granada is a lashon that it's like a kinyan al tnai. But either way, this is the first shot of the Mishnah. The father is a bottle salesman, so when he sends the kli with the child, he really wants the chenveni to look at it and maybe buy it. So says the Gemara, lema de Shmuel tanoihi, then you're telling me that Shmuel is a machlokas tanoim. Because Rabbi Yehuda says pater. So Shmuel is only like the Tanakama, not the Rabbi Yehuda. So, Gemara would rather not say that. So we have try number two. Ella, Rabba, Rabbi Yosi, Tarin Shavayu, Hacha, the Chenvani, Motzel, Slochi, Zaskinan. No, the Chenvani is the salesman of the bottles in this case. And therefore, Vyaz Rabbi Yehuda, Latame, Rabbanon, Latamayu. And we get back to the fund of original Machlokas. Meaning, did the father send the child just to let the Chenvani know he wants oil, or to actually send the oil? So if he's just letting him know, then he shouldn't have given him the bottle either. Right, so that's why the bottle would also be like the oil and the change. Good. Says the Gemara Yahachi, but if that's true, how do you understand the next line of the Mishnah? Ema Seifa, Modu Chacham Rabbi Yehuda Bezman Shaslochis Biaratino, Kumadar Chenveni Lutocha, Shachaveni Pater. But the Chacham would agree if the child brought the bottle. But one second, even if the child brought the bottle, V'ha Amrit Lo Duye Shadre. Still, he shouldn't have given him anything, because he only sent him there, according to the Chachamim, to let him know he wants it, not to send it with him. So we're still stuck in giving pshat of the Mishnah, and we're going to have to come up to the third pshat, in tomorrow's daf. But just to end off with the Aveda Midas is a big sugi that we discussed back in Bamatzia, but just to remind ourselves of it, the Ramam Shita. That's the controversial Shita. And Aveda Midas, how would we have understood Aveda Midas? I purposely put something in a place which it's going to get lost. I basically gave it up. I was mafker it. Right. Let's say somebody is oved midas. Am I allowed to pick that up? An aveda midas? That's the controversy. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Gezela, an aveda midas, yud aleph, in Gezela. Ha ma'abed mi mamono ladas, enis kakin lo. If somebody is ma'abed his money ladas, I leave my wallet in the middle of the street. Right, in a big public area. I have no obligation to do anything with it. Ketzan, hiniach paraso berefes she'in ladeles v'lo kashra v'halach lo. I let my cow go out. Hishlach kiso berishos arabim v'halach lo v'chol kayotze bazeh harize ibed mamona ladaito. And therefore what? We would have answered, and the Torah says, and the other Rishonim say, therefore it's hefker. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says, "V'af al pisha asur l'roe davar ze lito la'atzmo eino zakuk la'achzir." Aveid midas just means there's no chiyav hashava. Right? You were silly to do this. I don't have to return it. You're foolishness, but I'm not allowed to take it. Shneamar asher tovad prat l'ma'abed l'daito. That is the shita of the Rambam. The Tur finds this very challenging to understand. The Tur quotes this Rambam and he says, "Ve'ein nirakein David midas havei hefker." It's hefker, says the Tur in Reish Samach Aleph. Right, and the Beis Yosef and the others defend the Rambam. Lav milsi shebishvil sheinachoshish levakeach anachasav lo nefker shelomar shefkira. He's being foolish with his possessions. Doesn't mean he was mafkir. So that we discussed at length in Eila Metzias. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? The Granat, just to end with this, the Granat suggests that maybe the Nekudas HaMachlokas is, what would I have known Misvara had the Torah not said anything? That's the question that we might have to ask. The Granat says in Kuf Nun Beis, says, Yesh Lachkor, Ma Pala HaTorah Kasher Tzivsa HaAseita HaShev Teshivim. When the Torah says, return a lost item, what would I have been obligated in without the tzivui? Yesh lomar de below at tzivui havamina. Maybe I would have said damnam aser litzlo va'atzmo. I can't pick this up for myself. Avalatabel hashiva nami lo chayev. Maybe I would have said I'm not allowed to pick it up, but I have no chiyev to return it. Right? I'm not. That's what I would have thought. V'tziv zato, the Torah is mechadesh. You have to return it. Or maybe without the tzivui at Torah, I would have thought I could take it myself. Comes along the Torah, keep the abun mimenu, ain't kagzela, it's lost, I can pick it up. Right? Comes along the Torah and says, even though it's lost, don't take it, and you have to give it back. Right? So really, what would I have said without the Torah? The Torah says you have to return a lost item. Without the Torah, what would I have said? Is it stealing? No, it's not stealing. So maybe that's the Nekudas HaMachlokas between the Tosfos and the Rambam and the other Rishonim, he assumes. According to the Rambam, even without the Pasuk in the Torah, you wouldn't be able to pick it up. The Torah says, return it, okay, but take away the Torah, you still can't take it. Well, other Rishonim say, no, without the Torah, you can just take it, if it's lost. And that's the Kuf Nun Beis in the Granat, explaining the Rambam, but again, many Gemaras seem to be against the Rambam. So we have to figure out exactly how the Rambam reads various Gemaras, as we discussed back in Masechet Bava Metzia. Okay, we'll have to stop here, B'ez Hashem, and we'll pick up with Peches, B'ez Hashem, next time. Again, today's shiur was sponsored, Lirafua Shalema, Yaakov Ben Chaya Tehilu, who's having major surgery today. All the Divrei Torah should be Lirafua Shalema.